somber service in Ukraine's capital. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Flowers were laid on 7 flag-draped coffins in Kyiv. The victims were killed earlier this week in a helicopter crash, among them the country's interior minister. Yesterday in the capital, a bipartisan group of senators pledged their ongoing support to Ukraine as it battles Russia.
If we do not stop Putin here, he will keep going.
Republican Lindsey Graham, there's currently division in the West over whether to supply Ukraine with advanced battle tanks. Division between Democrats and Republicans over what to do with the debt ceiling. Fox's Jared Halpern is at the White House.
Administration officials have been firm. Congress must raise the U.S. debt limit without conditions. But at a gathering of mayors here, President Biden indicated he expects an honest debate with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy over taxing and spending differences.
Well, it's not just cutting. What do you raise? What taxes do people pay? How do they pay their taxes? And do they pay it fairly?
In a Twitter post, McCarthy says he accepts the invitation to sit down and discuss a responsible debt ceiling increase to address irresponsible government spending.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned that not raising the debt ceiling could have global financial implications. Numbers at the southern border have climbed to new highs. Officials say migrant encounters topped 251,000 last month. More job cuts hitting the tech sector. Google is slashing 12,000 jobs, about 6% of its global workforce.
Earlier this month, Microsoft and Amazon also announcing thousands of layoffs. It comes as companies nationwide look at cost-cutting measures.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
5 Memphis police officers have been fired following the death of a man who was arrested earlier this month. The family of Tyree Nichols says he was beaten by officers, and the Memphis police chief has called the nature of the incident egregious. A criminal investigation is underway. Police body cam footage hasn't been released yet. Not guilty pleas in Colorado from several first responders charged in the death of a black man.
3 police officers and 2 paramedics are accused of manslaughter, negligent homicide, and other charges. Prosecutors say Aurora police stopped Elijah McClain as he walked home from a suburban Denver grocery store while wearing a ski mask, something his family says he wore due to a medical condition. A struggle ensued. The 3 officers used a chokehold on McClain. While restrained, paramedics injected the 23-year-old with a sedative called ketamine. An autopsy found McClain died from complications from the drug. Trial dates for the first responders will begin in the summer and fall. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A warning to pet owners in one part of Michigan.
Marshmallows embedded with nails and fishing hooks have been left in front yards in a suburban Detroit neighborhood, discovered by pet owners on 4 occasions since last spring, according to police in Farmington Hills, who warned in a release it's suspected they're being placed on the ground to attract and cause harm to area pets and or wildlife.
Fox says Lillian Wu, so far no reports of any injuries to animals or people. A beloved animal at the Los Angeles Zoo is being mourned. A 61-year-old Asian elephant named Jewel was euthanized this week due to declining health. The animal had been receiving care around the clock before zoo officials determined her condition wouldn't improve. Asian elephants are endangered. Pam Puso, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.